Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown. Cattle ranching is basically synonymous with Texas agriculture. But Texas is also a leader in another ranching enterprise, the raising of captive white-tailed deer. Yep, I'm talking about Bambi here. Whereas beef is bountiful in the Lone Star State, a slab of whitetail venison is a bit harder to come by. Texas Standard intern Travis Hill reports on why grocery stores in Texas aren't stocking their shelves with the apparently savory cervid.
If you want a taste of white-tailed deer in Texas, your best bet is to go out and shoot one. So why isn't the finest Texas-grown white-tailed venison on restaurant menus? The short answer, it's illegal. But why? When Texas has a multi-billion dollar hunting industry, much of it centered on white-tailed deer. Greg Simons says the ban on commercial venison has to do with how we value deer as wildlife. Simons is the former president of the Texas Wildlife Association.
Wildlife is a public trust resource, meaning that wildlife, generally speaking, in this country and in North America, are owned by the public, as opposed to being a privately owned resource.
When he says wildlife is owned by the public, he's referring to the public trust doctrine, a guiding principle of conservation movements in North America going back as far as the late 19th century. The basic idea is, unlike livestock, wildlife belongs to everyone and should not be sold for private commercial profit.
Once we go down that path of legalizing the sale of venison that's being produced from penned animals, that's de facto livestock. That's de facto privatization.
That hasn't stopped states like Pennsylvania and West Virginia from allowing captive deer breeders to slaughter and sell whitetail meat. Nor has it kept Texas breeders from pushing for the same privilege in two of the state's last three legislative sessions, though unsuccessfully.
The Texas Deer Association and other deer breeding groups have pushed for privatization of that resource for many years.
Jenny Sanders is executive director of Texans for Saving Our Hunting Heritage, one of the groups opposed to commercial venison.
Whether overtly or much more covertly, I think that's their end goal, is to make these resources private.
She says if such a law were to pass, it would undermine the sustainability of the species.
Any kind of sale of wildlife resources tends to lead to abuse of those resources.
Even if breeders were allowed to start sending deer to the meat market tomorrow, it's not clear the practice would become big business. If you were to drive by Trophy Ridge Whitetails, a ranch in St. Joe, Texas, you'd see clusters of antlers roaming around, much like cattle on other ranches. Dick Kane owns the ranch. He says the math still favors selling live deer. Just one can go for $6,000.
From a deer producer standpoint, I don't really want to sell my deer for $300 a piece, because that's about what a carcass value is, $250 to $300.
But fellow breeder Mike Wood says selling venison should be an option for the breeders who want to do it.
Why wouldn't you want to use one of our state's natural resources in a capacity like that where you could? I probably wouldn't ever sell them for commercial venison, but golly, I wouldn't harbor any ill will to any fellow that wanted to. And if, you know, kind of like our old, you know, certified Angus beef, you know, Texas proud, and grown in Texas. I mean, I can see a heck of a campaign on something like that through our agricultural commissioner.
There's no indication that our agricultural commissioner wants to push for whitetail on our supermarket shelves. So for now, at least, the hunting range is still your best bet. Hunting season opens in the fall. I'm Travis Hill for the Texas Standard.